South Jersey's number one at work radio station. This is Light Rock 96.9 WFPG. Good Wednesday morning. Eddie Davis, variably cloudy. Alan Kasper says, chance for a late day shower. 70 is the high, 54 right now. He's standing by in the Weather Center with forecast details, and we'll get to impossible trivia in just a bit. I'd like to introduce you to our new Light Rock Teacher of the Month. Mrs. Lynn Latham teaches first grade at Roland Rogers Elementary School in Galloway. Lynn, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Congratulations on being the Light Rock Teacher of the Month.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been teaching at the Roland Rogers School for, did you say 15 years?
Yes, I've been there for 15 years.
All that time in first grade?
I spent a year and a half in basic skills when I first started, and then all the rest in first grade.
Well, your nominating email is from your student, Brandon Hesham, who writes himself, "My teacher, Mrs. Latham, is the best. It's hard to teach first grade, and it's hard for us, too. We are scared, but Mrs. Latham doesn't scare us. She loves us, and she's pretty and nice and smart. She taught me to read, and she taught me about bullying. It's not nice. First grade, we don't know anything. It's the beginning. It's our start. I love my teacher. I think she should win. Don't you think she should? I hope she teaches second grade, too, so I can have her again. Please vote for her," by Brandon Hesham.
Oh,
that's adorable. Wonderful. Oh, that is just too cute.
He's a great kid.
And first grade is kind of difficult, is it? Is it just me, or does it seem like those lower elementary grades are harder than they were when we were going to school?
Yeah, there's a lot more expected of the children at that age now, and they make such tremendous growth in first grade. It's wonderful to see when they come in as, you know, ending kindergartners, and they go out almost as second graders, just the progress they've made.
Right. With my kids, they're not even there yet, not even in first grade, and they already know the basics of reading and their alphabet and stuff that I don't think I learned until I was in college.
Sure, right, yeah. I have a four-year-old, and she's reading in preschool, and then I have a daughter in first grade this year, too.
So does that, Lynn Latham, our brand-new Light Rock Teacher of the Month from the Roland Rogers School, does that put more pressure on you as a teacher?
It does. There's a lot expected from us, but, you know, we're ready for the challenge, and we're there every day for the children. I work with a great staff and wonderful administrators, and all that takes a part in it, and it's a wonderful profession. I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Do the kids pay attention to you when you say you don't want to bully, and if you see someone bullying, you should report that? Do you see the benefits of that?
They do pay attention, and they're very caring, and they're looking out for each other. And we have a wonderful program that we use, and they, what we teach them, they follow. And they come up to us all the time and tell us, "I did this," or "I did that to help this child," or, you know, they care for each other.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that Brandon thinks you're just the best thing going. So congratulations on being our Light Rock Teacher of the Month. We have prizes for you from Island Gym, from Dr. Lyle M. Back, a massage and facial. We come to your class with a pizza party from Tony Bologna's Pizza. And Brandon's now in the running for a $2,000 scholarship for nominating you as the Light Rock Teacher of the Month.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Brandon. That's wonderful. So I look forward to meeting you in person, and thanks for taking some time, and congratulations on being the Light Rock Teacher of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing teachers. Thank you so much.